You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Race Wars. I know you're like, how could a white man be allowed to do that?
He can say the word only in the confines of this podcast. It's what we do, baby! Yeah!
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
I have the power!
With Kurt Metzger and
Alright, we back. Race Wars, we back, baby. Back in the house. Kurt's kind of late. He's being goofy somewhere. We got Jim Norton in the house.
Yes.
Jimmy.
Delighted to be here.
Jim, you got a lot of stuff going on. Is that talking about that?
That's not. It's nice to watch you guys set up really quick. I thought we were disorganized. I walk in, it's just Caitlin in the green room and a bunch of waters. Kurt's in the park. You're not here. Oh, there's Kurt. Hello. And these fucking guys are plugging everything in. Can you hear each other? My fucking mic cover stunk. Thank you for replacing that, by the way. I appreciate it.
What did the mic cover smell like?
Coffee. It smelled like somebody was just drinking coffee and then nervously licking talking into it.
It sounds like Dave Smith.
That's Dave Smith's podcast, I believe.
Oh, is there somebody drinking broadcasting coffee right into this right before it?
Yeah.
Ugh.
I know Gavin probably was drinking liquor, so it probably was Dave drinking.
Yeah, it wasn't liquor. Liquor wouldn't have smelled as bad as coffee did.
Right. All right, we got Anya in the house, too. Anya returning.
Hi, I'm Anya Marino. Nice to see you all. Wow, I just got headphones. I sound fantastic.
Nice.
I'd fuck myself.
Yeah.
I sound great.
I'd watch. Nobody? All right. Karen, we've got the whole, cunt corners in the house.
Hi. Yeah.
K-Boogie, K-Boogie.
But they spell it with K, so it's not disrespectful.
That's right. It's like a Kardashian. Kurt, what's going on with you?
I feel like shit.
Why, Kurt?
I don't know, my tum-tum.
Oh, hopefully it's cancer.
My stools and my tum-tum everything.
Do you understand how great it is to be with comedians and comedians' friends? Because, you can say that, and everyone's okay with it. If it was all actors in here, and I was like, I hope you get cancer. Oh, come on. My friend died of cancer.
I have a cancer foundation.
There's
that
nothing
I
funny about cancer.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Did you see the Brian Piccolo story?
One time I did a show, I was opening up for Patrice somewhere, and I had quit smoking and started again, and then I was coughing. I saw little bits of blood.
Uh-oh.
So I was freaking the fuck out.
Tuberculosis.
Patrice goes, I understand how you feel, man. I got this VCR and I can't figure out how to work it at all. It just blinks 12.
That was the best he could do with empathy. That was Patrice really making an effort to be your friend.
I don't know how to work it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Patrice is like a pit bull. He's trying to be nice, but he still takes off three fingers. And you're
it's his
yeah.
way.
He's still going to bite your face occasionally.
Yeah, he can't help it.
And then the best ever was Amy Schumer when my dad died. I talked to her on the phone the day my dad died, and I was kind of in shock. And I'm like, my father's dead. And she goes, really? I'm at the zoo, and I just found $100 on the ground, and I'm having ice cream.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome. I'd rather hit the rest of her story.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Jesus.
When did your dad die?
Shortly before. Hold on, I'm thinking. 7 years ago now.
Right,
it was a while. Okay.
It was 7.5 years.
Tell the whole story, Kurt. It was suspicious circumstances. You were there.
It's what do you call it? This is Spinal Tap. The police said it was best not to investigate.
Norton, so what? The special was what? This weekend, right?
Friday night, yeah.
On what channel?
Epics and Epics HD.
Nice.
It's fucking, there's so many channels. It's great because there's a lot of specials I'd done that I probably wouldn't have done if there was only three channels.
Right.
But just promoting it is hard because nobody knows where Epics is. It's nobody knows where IFC is.
Right.
No one knows.
For those listening, if you don't know Epics, that's the one you turn to and it says call your cable provider.
Yes. It's right at the end of my channels network.
It doesn't come with any package.
I actually had to pay for airtime to get the special.
Is it one you, did you shoot it yourself and sell it to them?
Yeah, they're leasing it. But no, they actually, the way they worked it is they, I think they financed it, and they get it first run for 3 months, then Netflix gets it, and I get to own it. But there is a definite time frame where they have exclusivity.
Okay.
Smart.
They paid for exclusivity on something that no one else wants. Really stupid move by Epics.
There was no demand, you're saying?
None whatsoever. Okay. They could have said, we'll share it with everybody, and no one would have wanted it.
Can I watch it on my phone? Do I have to watch it on the
television?
Excellent
question.
I don't know. That was a very genuine question. Two things. Your mic cord is wet, which means you're probably going to get electrocuted. It's sitting in
is
water
it
there.
Really?
Yeah, that's liquid. That's no good.
He is so...
Thank you.
And more importantly, that was
chivalry.
A great question, but that almost sounded like an infomercial question. Will the paint stick reach the ceiling? Yes, it will. For those of you who have been paralyzed in drunk driving accidents, But yeah, I don't know, actually. That's a good question. I should probably know the answer to that. And that was a hint, by the way, for someone to get a napkin so there's no electricity.
I
wasn't improvising.
Let's continue our infomercial. Are you saying I can watch it on my iPad, Jim Norton?
You probably can. I'm guessing everything.
It sounds like a great catheter ad late at night.
It sounds like I'll be watching it. They have
like a fairly attractive woman. She's like, I can get catheters anytime.
If you pan
this camera down, trust me, it's a mess.
That's the best commercials, a catheter and then a vaginal mesh.
We talked
about vaginal mesh the other night.
Yeah, speaking of vaginal mesh.
Go for it, girl. Can I bring
this up?
Oh, no. Yeah, no dolphins were injured in this mesh.
Everything is on the table.
Karen the other day tweeted something about a holiday, but the way that I celebrate is I'm going to get elective vaginal surgery. And I tweeted back.
No, medically necessary. Not elective.
Sorry, not elective. Okay.
I elected to have it, but I
necessary.
I had to.
Yeah. What did you do to her vagina?
I tore that shit up.
Yeah, you did.
Is this from the HPV? I can barely hear Karen. FYI,
really?
I can barely hear.
You have to get a medically necessary.
On this podcast, am I being fucked?
Wow.
A medically necessary operation on your vagina.
Yeah. I thought it was
like
a joke.
What was it? Martin Luther King Day or like
Earth? So you got a
discount. Oh no, they're not tied in, I hope.
Like that.
Nope, just
oh,
irrelevant.
Oh no, there was cocoa butter on her clit.
It was a medical scooping out. I have to be scooped.
Yeah.
Is this from the HPV he gave you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, really?
Did you really
care? She stole it from me.
Had a boy.
HPV.
Wait. This is fascinating.
I am consumed with HPV right now.
Consumed.
Yes.
Well,
my body is
one in four women.
I have that shit too, but it's not as aggressive.
We've all got
Isn't it one in two women has HPV?
Well,
I think it's more than that. I think it's like 70,
these
80.
The two they
three
talk about.
Out of three of us.
Don't stop even bringing it up like you have a condition.
She said three
How
out of three.
How painful is it?
That she got from your dick.
Norton, don't recoil.
So
ask your question.
What?
You got questions,
At
Norton,
least I know where
ask
I got
your
it.
Questions.
Is that the surgery you have to get?
Yeah, so it's called LEAP, and they like surgically excise with a hot wire loop a piece of like the... So your uterus is a gross thing, right?
Yep.
And
right.
It, like,
slow down so Jim can come.
But if you look at it, it's gross. And okay. Then it's got a protrusive bit that like comes out. That's the part you can see if you like really look in a
the
vagina.
Cervix?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, cervix yes. is called. And then they just like
it looks back at you.
Nick a little piece of it off to get the shitty part, you know, mm-hmm. the part that's all HPV'd up.
Right.
And then you're good for years.
Oh.
So it's like a.
Oh, that's awesome.
If Farrah Fawcett had that in her butt, she'd be alive probably right now.
You don't. You can't prove that with science.
Exactly. Yeah. No need to get all sensitive.
She had cancer from HPV up the butt.
Did she?
Yeah.
What?
Wow. It was the same day Michael Jackson died, so it wasn't the news it should have been.
Right. Yeah.
It was like
it should have been
story.
Bigger news.
I don't do butt stuff, so I'm not like overly concerned about
Wait,
it.
Wow. You can get there's... HPV in your butt? This is
yes.
news to me.
Yeah, you
all
can
right.
get it in butt.
Yeah. You get it in your
That's
throat?
How Farrah Fawcett died. Yes.
Yeah, they speculated that. And Michael Douglas said that, and then he took it back because
right.
everyone thought Catherine Zeta-Jones' fucking box was infected. So he's like, oh, I didn't mean to say that. Harumph, harumph.
I mean, come on. She's Welsh, so her pussy's a sewer, let's face it.
Is it Welsh, really?
Yeah,
yeah, she's
like
Welsh.
I
always thought she was like Latino at first when she's first in that fucking.
Yeah, Zeta Jones, I would have thought Greek. I don't know anything
no,
about
No, they just put her in Zorro. As
like Zorro. Like, I'm like, why is she opposite fucking Antonio Banderas and mumbling like she's Spanish?
I don't give a shit if anybody plays anybody unless like they don't look close enough. Like, I don't like a Mickey Rooney maybe playing a Japanese guy, right? That's a little bit of a leap.
Yeah, especially but, since he's dead.
Yeah. Oh, well, now more. Probably better now. But
Is he dead?
No,
he's still alive.
I thought Mickey Rooney died.
No, he's still
that's why I stopped and asked.
Should I check?
Please Google
Mickey
who's
Rooney
dead.
Died.
Mickey Rooney.
Is he the one with the face?
Let's put in dead Mickey Rooney.
Mickey and Andy.
Oh, Andy Rooney's alive. Mickey
no, they're both
dead.
Dead.
Who's
okay,
with
they're
the
both
crazy
dead.
Face then.
They're both dead.
He's with a crazy face.
I believe Mickey Rooney's dead because he had elder abuse charges against his...
Yes, he just died recently, right?
And I met him and he scolded me for being a dirty comedian. I got a great photo someone took of him
really?
Just pointing at me, giving me the business.
Oh.
I wanted to fucking smack his face.
I want that picture above my fireplace.
Well, I'm looking at this picture
They're
of his
both
face
dead.
And you tell it apart from Norton, first of all. Let me see it. Well, I mean, if that's not Jim Norton's future...
Oh my God, that's him? Well,
we'll put
happy.
It on a website. We'll put the picture... We don't have a website.
Oh boy. Oh Mickey, we hardly knew ye. All right.
Yeah, well
who's the one who fucked his face up and he boxes also? Who is that
no,
guy?
No, that's
oh,
Mickey Rourke.
That was Vicky LaMotta.
Wow.
Yeah, I can see why you'd make that connection.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of Mickeys out there.
Yeah.
Well, there's Mickey Mouse.
Right, Mickey
it?
Rourke and Mickey fucking Rooney. That's
I like to see that Jake LaMotta live show he does.
Oh, yeah, it's really, really
good. But now? He does it now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
His wife's kind of carting him out there to do it.
He doesn't know where the fuck he is, and they just wheel him on stage.
And what does he talk about?
He does his joke about he fought Sugar Ray so many times he got diabetes and then he slumps back in the chair.
Yeah, and by the way,
he does the ludicrous walk around the podium.
Here's Mickey yelling at me.
Wow, that's so great.
He scolded me.
Wow.
But I'll tell you this about LaMotta. We interviewed him, and he was actually he answered some good boxing questions. And the Sugar Ray joke I heard somewhere between 200 and 400 times he told the same joke. And I couldn't call him on it. I'm like, he's been boxing since World War II. I get it. But he just said, I fought Sugar Ray. We heard you the fucking 8th time you said it. Got it. Oh, man. Got it. Diabetes.
Who's the boxer for Forgetful Joe that gave him Alzheimer's when he fucking fought?
Forgetful Joe.
I don't know.
What's
you
that?
Fucking,
my, what do you mean?
I'm trying to come up with another boxer.
My grandpa's 100, and every time I visit him, we have the same conversation. He tells the same stories in the same order, and it's wonderful. That's how I know the visit is
what
over.
Are you doing with that pillow? Smothering him for his money.
There's nothing to inherit. Just let him die of natural causes.
That's right. What an asshole your grandfather winning at World War for you and all. Shut up.
That is true.
I go and visit him. I let him tell me the same stories. I nod my head. I give him some food.
Then you blow a spot up on a podcast.
I propose a story off between Caitlin and her grandfather. And I'll bet she gives her a run for her money.
He's definitely less liberal than she is.
Yeah, but he's not a racist, and I give him props for that.
And you are. How did that happen?
I know. It's so weird.
The weirdest thing.
Well, so what's going on now? Are you in trouble for anything?
No, I'm okay, actually.
Yeah, there's no... What's the, I don't know.
No trouble.
You've been on O&A recently, right?
Yes, Jimmy's in a lot of trouble.
You've been on, haven't you? Since it was just me and Opie?
A couple times.
You have, yeah, okay, I thought so.
I haven't come on in a while.
Why do you give Dennis a hard time?
I like Dennis. Dennis is a guy that comes in, he's an old school jock, but he just kind of comes in too much, and he's just an old school guy.
He's such a lovable old dude.
I like Dennis.
Like an old radio
dude.
How old
is old?
He's probably in his mid-50s. But he doesn't work blue, and I don't dislike the guy. He's a small head.
He's in his mid-50s, but he's been in his mid-50s for the last 40 years. Like, one of those
guys. He's one of those guys, yeah.
Got
it. With a tiny skull. His head's enraging. He looks like a Doberman pincher, and it just bothers me. I think that's what it is. It's his fucking head size. If he had a man-sized head, I wouldn't object to him coming in. I just hate watching him put the headphones on, and they fall to his shoulders. So I'm like, why don't you just fucking go home? I'm tired of you.
I know. I can't believe how much head prejudice I have. I mean, I got no room to be prejudiced. And there's certain people I just don't like their fucking face, and they've done nothing.
I know
somebody, to me.
What about the freak show dude who you like, the guy who just died, got hit by a car or something, but from the freak show, the little midget dude who had that tiny fucking head?
Oh, Richard Voss?
Who are you talking about?
That little dude from American Freak Show. Horror show.
American Horror Show?
There was a little girl.
The little girl, remember, it was the little dude and a little girl together, the two midgety type of.
With the pinheads?
Yes. One died recently.
One of them died?
Yeah, he got hit.
But
by
they
the
weren't
head
real pinheads.
Oh, he got hit by a car?
I think like a car.
Oh, it was
mirror.
A matchbox. Oh, no.
He got caught walking on a Hot Wheels set.
Ben
oh, no. He was doing jumping jacks and he broke his neck on a muffler. Oh, no.
American Horror Story. Ben Wolf dies in February.
Ben Wolf, the little dude.
What season was he from?
This last one.
Oh, okay. That's why I don't know who he is.
This was the best season.
He played Meep.
What was it called?
Meep.
Carnival?
Meep? Oh, Meep.
Meep.
Oh, Meep died.
Yes.
Wait, hold on. Let me see
that's
Meep.
Sad.
Can I see
that is sad, right?
Yeah.
Oh, was Meep really
little?
Fucked up?
Everybody grew to love
I heard
Meep.
When they buried him.
I don't know, Jim. Tell me if you know.
When they buried him, they put him in the same shoebox as Gary Goldman.
Oh, the two of them are just...
I enjoyed it too much.
They're just feet to face. Like two little mismatched shoes. Both went before their time.
Why did I forget guys. Gary Coleman died? When was that?
Yeah, well, you all thought it happened in 1987. That's why.
And by the way, Webster's still kicking.
As he should be.
Oh,
you ever see Webster introduce Don Rickles many years ago? Rickles was, this is how funny Rickles was. He did the Ronald Reagan inauguration. He performed, he just riffed on all of these top, you know, on the president, Nancy Reagan, and, you know, fucking all these congressmen. And Webster introduced him. It was really bizarre. I think it was like 1984.
That's when he was hot.
That's when Webster was really hot.
He was hot. He had that Burger King commercial. He was fucking at the show.
He was adorable.
So adorable. We had a couple movies out, too. Didn't he have a movie or two?
He had a show. You don't know who Webster is?
Webster?
Oh. Well, he's a black guy.
Emmanuel Lewis.
Emmanuel Lewis.
If 1984 was his height, it was 2 years before either of us were born.
He went to high school. He went to Midwood High School right here in Brooklyn. So when I was young, people used to stand outside the school. That's when he was on the TV show. Stand outside the school to wait for him to come out.
He was a cute. He looked like a cute kid, but he was older. He was like 17, 18 or whatever age he was, but people thought he was much younger, like Coleman.
Yeah. Yeah, he was a grown dude. People would violate his rights, like security guard would hold him up to the crowd. It's embarrassing.
Like, what's that guy, Andy Milonakis, that very, very young-looking old person?
Oh, yeah.
I remember I first saw that Andy Milonakis show, and I was like, wow, this 12-year-old kid's pretty good. And he's 12, and this is pretty funny for something like a young dude. I'm like, no, he's older than you. Like, oh, my God.
Yeah, I heard that was torture. What a torturous life, right?
To stay like a tiny boy
and not be a woman.
It was,
if you're a girl, that's nice.
Interview
with winning the lottery. So
interview with a vampire went, you know, covered it. What it's like to trapped in that tiny body.
Yeah, right.
I would still knock down a midget though if she got a nice booty on her.
Oh, you'd hit
you
it?
Say that once.
Yeah, you know what?
Oh, yeah. Nikki, I like a nice little low.
Nikki Kovicki. I don't know if he's still with that girl. Remember
oh,
Nikki
yeah,
Tall's
yeah,
girlfriend?
Yeah, yeah. She's
should be married.
That she's a hot midget.
She's a hot midget.
They're gonna get married. As
that's
far
how
as
I like
know.
Them, like low
from
to the earth,
Facebook.
Dense.
You know, man, you
hard
remember
to
Nikki,
knock
right?
down like a fire hydrant.
Nikki, Nikki Tall, he goes
someone
by.
Someone you could tie a dog to.
That's no, right. But, stay, both of you.
But Nikki, you don't remember Nikki? He always had a scooter. He's real small.
Little yeah. Nikki, he was on Broadway Empire, the Boardwalk Empire too.
Nikki Novicki.
I'm sure I know him, but not by name. Oh yeah.
Know
yes.
By Nikki Tall.
He's a comedian.
I know you know because I think you made fun of shaking his hand before.
Probably. I like
how I did because it felt like a little fucking croissant, like a little fresh baked, his little delicious pastry hands.
Oh my God. Yeah.
But, that's what it was.
But
I
so
know
Nikki,
one of you evil bastards said it.
But the best thing that story Nate told me about Nick, because in LA he did videography. He had two bigger people working the camera, right?
Oh, I hope so. Yeah.
He ran this videography business. So he gets a job to film a funeral. And if you're like, who the fuck does that? Black people from Compton. That's who.
They filmed it?
Yeah, they filmed their funerals. So they book Nikki. So he fucks the date up. And he gets a call like, where are you? The funeral's about to start.
He's like, in the coffin.
So he calls. Yeah, he calls up his friends frantically. They can't come. His big people that work the camera.
Oh.
Okay?
Oh, no.
Yeah, so Nikki's like, fuck it. I'm going to go do it myself. So
oh,
gets
no.
all his equipment and rushes to the spot. Okay. And he gets there pretty late, like a good 20 minutes late.
And then like little people time, that's 2 hours.
Right? Yeah, yeah. So he bursts in the church, and there's this black funeral, and everybody's like, what the f-? Like, just imagine at your family's funeral, unannounced, a little midget bursts in and starts filming everywhere.
I think it was a sign from the devil.
Yeah. So this funeral, there's going, he's just running in up close, filming people, running around this funeral service. And they're like, please stop, what are you doing? And he goes, no, it's cool, Barbara set this up. And they're all, they don't know. Anyway, it turns out he went to the wrong fucking funeral.
Oh.
That's magnificent.
And the worst part is, he doesn't know where this tape is. I would give any amount of money to see a Nikki's eye view.
Yes, it's all knees
of a fucking
common
black funeral. Just like up at all these black people, what's going on?
Yeah. All he got was knees and Michael Jordan.
He's not, it's not like he's not a you know what? He's not a Tyrion Lannister level
like
intellect.
Like a taller. Oh.
He's not Lannister level intellect.
So you're saying he's dwarf. A dumb dumb?
Yeah, I think he's. But he's
no,
a big
he's
guy.
Smart dude.
He forgot the date and then went to the wrong place. He's dumb twice.
Yeah.
Numbers and dates look different when you're that small. He didn't know what it was. He thought it was coordinates.
Well, because you know why? Nikki's kind of a handsome little dude.
He is a handsome little.
And
but wait, so how do you get the date wrong? A funeral, someone dies, they plan it a few days later. So basically, you had to get it within 5 days.
I would say hang your calendar a little lower next time.
Yeah. Everything looks like an 11 from down there.
And then the other great story of Nikki is one time Eddie Ift got him laid with this big girl, like a you know, regular.
Don't say
girl.
A norm, nigga. If you say something norm, something stupid.
Well,
like
was
that.
She a big girl, like a tall girl, or was she like a Frederica Bimmel from Silence
of the Lambs?
No,
she's just a tall girl, I guess is the way he would put it,
she's
right?
She's a great big fat person.
Like an actually tall girl, or just like a normal size?
A regular.
Was she a great big fat person?
She's a large girl.
So I don't know if she was drunk or whatever, but she woke up and realized that she fucked Nikki and left in such a hurry that she put on his pants. She put on his Mucci pants and just left.
When did I put all these balloons in my pocket?
She had fucking capris when she left. She just was in a hurry to get out of there.
I've been there.
What? Yeah.
I'll tell you what. I saw Peter Dinklage crossing the street in my neighborhood because I think he lives in my
neighborhood.
Yeah.
That must have been the greatest hour of your life.
We talked about that. You thought he was hot, right?
I remember this story. Yes.
Yeah.
How did we... I've only been on this podcast twice, and I brought Peter Dinklage up
twice.
Both times.
Yeah, you have a real crush.
You got a real itch that needs a good scratching.
I guess so.
Try to hit that, man.
Yeah. No, it was crazy. Like, he had the confidence of... like John Travolta in Saturday Night Fever.
A gay tall man?
Yeah, exactly. Sure wasn't his friend on the bridge.
That's a lot of confidence.
Yeah. And in person, I was like, I get it. Like, it was slow motion. His hair was going in the wind. He was just like, he was walking like, fuck everyone. Just fuck you. The look on his face, I was like, that guy's a fucking star.
Yeah, he's a great actor. He's just awesome.
Yeah. He's a great actor. He's great
and
everything.
Sexy. And his wife is normal.
Yeah, normal.
Why
did normal become a slur?
Normal's a very,
because
very...
everybody's normal.
No, the normal is just kind of the norm between five. Like, Shaq is abnormal. He's just abnormally tall.
Right.
Sure.
Well, why is... Well, I don't understand why not being normal is the worst.
Because being abnormal is an insult. I see what you're saying. Abnormal. Like, you're abnormal.
But he is.
Thanks.
But he knows. I mean, like, no one's saying, like, no, you're within range. Like, of course not. That's not...
But he is within... I mean, everybody...
He was an elf, too, right? Wasn't he an elf? The movie Elf?
I don't know.
Never mind.
He was an elf, the movie.
I don't know. I'm guessing.
I don't see color.
He ran and jumped on top of Will Ferrell and he said, don't say it again. Then he ran down a fucking conference table and jumped on Will Ferrell's head.
It's a safe bet that he was an elf.
Yeah, he was in it. Nikki was mad. He wasn't.
Nikki was what?
Whenever roles come out and it goes to all the small people get angry too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that, I mean, first of all, it's the one kind of, I don't know if minority is the right word, but it's the one group where they really do all know each other. Like, they literally all know each other.
Wait.
Because there's conventions and shit. So chances, it's not that big an amount of people that have dwarfism.
Absolutely.
Right.
And they meet at events. So chances are, if you know one midget, they know another.
They're all staying in the same room. So how do you not get it? So,
they came in the same car too, Jay. You son of a bitch. Well, is it all dwarves and little people all together at these things? Or do they separate that too? Or like the dwarves and the other people are a little taller than the dwarves.
I'm more fascinated by like the deaf community because one of them gets sex with a
deaf girl.
One of them gets their deafness fixed, it becomes like a thing where people are mad at them.
Oh,
like leaving a religion.
Like,
yeah. Like you betrayed like the deaf brotherhood by getting
had sex with a
and then you say talk to the hand and they're like, we have been forever.
Why was it great?
Because she was just a go-getter.
I told him to talk to
maybe for what she wasn't hearing, she was just going harder. She had an aggressive touch.
Maybe having all your senses inhibits you more. It's like being when you're a child, you have absolutely no inhibitions, and then at a certain age, you're like, oh, I should like not be masturbating in public and shit. Like,
I never got to that age.
Yes, I hear it's 47. So I got one more good year left of me.
Amy's show came on last night.
That was very funny.
That was so good.
But the funniest part of it to me was she was doing that birth control, you know, you ask your doctor and then ask him to ask his mailman and shit. And then they go, ask him, a deaf person who recently had an ear transplant. Yes. She's asking the guy for birth control and he's just, you know that thing where they just hearing it, he's going, he's so happy to hear sounds. Yeah. He's like, but can I have birth control? He goes, he's like touching her face.
How genius was that?
The girl I had sex with, she can hear a little.
The next one, that song, that Kurt wrote that. The next episode.
Wait, what'd you say?
The girl I had sex with can hear a little, but not.
Can't wait.
That's going to be amazing.
Not a lot of hearing.
Yeah, she would have been better off if she couldn't see.
Well, that does it for Jim Norton on the show. Thanks, Jim, for coming out.
How'd you communicate with her enough to get her home?
I would talk. She could read my lips.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
On your rapist, don't communicate. I don't know.
I think everybody understands elbow to the head. No, she was cool. She was good people. She was an athlete, too.
What'd she do?
Like track and field.
Oh,
shit.
Yeah. Wasn't fast enough to escape that.
Not me. No, I was waiting on her.
Could you tell she was enjoying it? Was she making noises?
Yes, Lord. Oh, yes.
Was she making noises like a seal?
It was kind of still. It was like bassy.
You loved it.
Loved it. Still masturbate to it.
Do you really?
I'm
masturbate to everything.
That's now, have that's you seen those people on the subway lately who have, like, remember the people that would lay, like, a, I'm deaf, give me some money, call on your lap, and they bark at you? Like,
I take their pencil and I break it.
You ever got to do that? Like, just lay it on you and go, bah. And you have to, like, all right, how much guilt versus...
Because he do it to white people in the subway. I see him doing it to y'all all the time.
But haven't you seen the Bernie guy who's all burned head to toe burned? Yeah. And he's got, like, a sandwich
money.
Board. You know what I mean? Like, this guy, it's like a board that he wears, and it explains that he got an acid. Like, nothing
it's got the
trumps
whole story.
Acid guy. Nothing trumps that.
What and happened to him?
Apparently got, like, burned in a vicious acid attack.
He was
and
fighting
his entire face and
Batman
melted.
And, was, and fell in some
yeah, like what they do to women that fuck outside of marriage, which, they did to this guy.
Is it any non-vicious acid attacks?
Yeah, what has that ever meant to me? It's not how I meant it.
It was well, friendly,
well-meaning. Yeah. Maybe there's an acid accident. I don't know.
Yeah, I was just trying to blind you. I didn't realize they fucked your whole body up. Sorry.
But deafness seems like not a big problem compared to acid guy. That, so but it's really you know, hard for me to have that level
acid
of
guy,
sympathy
he's supposedly saving it up for an operation. According to his sandwich board of articles
really?
About it.
Mm-hmm. And, I don't really
he's been going on
board.
Since I've been in New York, which is like 12 years. So,
he's yes. dressed,
I, people, I mean, you can't throw money at him fast enough when he yeah. comes in. You're like,
really?
Oh, this guy needs the dollar. Here you go.
I've
well,
never
he's
seen
like
him.
That shoeless,
I've never
seen homeless him guy. The guy, the, that
the guy
black
no
guy.
Legs, that guy?
No,
I have
he's
no
got
legs.
Legs, but he's got no, legs. No shoes and he's missing toes. And then that's the first thing you see because you hear the shuffle. And then everybody's got headphones on and they don't hear him talk. I see him every fucking day. And just no shoes and missing toes on the subway is the most horrifying, like, viscerally awful thing to see. And people just shove money
does
at
he
him.
Have gangrene?
Who's he?
He's
well, Mabel King
he's
from
got
What's Happened?
Why is
he
shirt
walking around with
that's, like, pressed every day.
And then there
he's,
was a guy.
If you actually look at him, he's probably all right. But the toe thing is, like,
remember the guy outside the cellar that had, like, finger, is he had, like, finger nubs. And, he, and the way he would do it, he would flash you the nubs.
No, I don't remember.
And you would go, oh, and you just stick your dollars right in between.
That's right. And you he handed you a cigar and you smoked it. And he said, how'd you know it was dry leprosy? It wasn't contagious. And you said I didn't.
Long story short,
like,
I got a sandwich board.
He's like a reverse Wolverine. Like less bones than he should have. Instead of too much bones.
I just remember Patrice used to call him the headliner of the homeless. The way he'd whip
he's
it
a closer.
Out. Yeah, he's a closer. Like he'd be like, ladies and gentlemen, I'm very hungry. And they're like, wrap it up, and he just whips out the hands. Like, doop, 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 doop.
But do you guys remember the guy who used to work outside the cellar, being homeless, and had the flippy board that he had innovated? This board he'd.
Oh yes,
on
I remember
that
dude.
Where'd he go?
Like he wanted beers. He had jokes on it. He flipped.
Yeah,
I don't know.
But where'd that guy go?
Maybe he got a down payment.
Maybe he died.
He's probably dead. Yeah. I mean, let's keep it real. I've seen so many homeless guys come and go down in the village.
Yeah, although I just saw Mike again at the cellar.
Oh, nice.
Good.
For the first time in a couple of years.
I was worried about
Mike. I haven't seen him in so long.
I knew he was doing well because I think Ava kept up with him and whatnot.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he was, remembered my name, and you know, he was so he's as lucid as he's been. I mean,
he called me Coleman for 15
well,
years.
Well, because Crazy Mike, you'd start a conversation with him, and it would almost be, you'd be like, oh, is he back to like normal? And then it would just veer off.
Yeah.
Partway through, it would get like wacky.
Yeah. I remember I saw the old picture of him years ago, like 68, 69.
Yes,
and, like,
I saw that. Steve showed it to me once. We unearthed it online somehow.
Yeah.
He used to be hot shit.
Yeah, he was a good looking dude, man.
And he played with Hendrix something?
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan, yeah.
What happened?
He played at Woodstock and whatnot, too.
What happened? No, he overdosed and died. Oh, Hendrix. I think he meant Hendrix. Passed away.
He has a new album coming out.
No, what happened to Crazy Mike?
Drugs.
Drugs, probably.
Drugs, right.
That was different LSD times.
What fucking drugs?
LSD, no, man. Like that fucking Sid from Pink Floyd. You know, the one who, Sid Barrett.
Yeah.
Kind of
was it? Weren't they like giving him, wasn't one of the guys slipping him LSD to fuck him up, or is that like an urban myth?
I've never heard that. I heard that they're both very bummed that he just could never come back. He was too fucked
really?
Up. Yeah, he's dead now, but.
How many years was he on like that bad?
From like, he was there in like the 60s and early 70s, but the Pink Floyd we know is all, you know, Roger and fucking the other guy whose name I can't remember. David Gilmour, yeah.
Crazy.
Right. What year did Sid? What year did Sid drop out? 60s. Yeah.
Like 69.
I think Stuart Sutcliffe, was that name? Sutcliffe from the Beatles, the original Beatle.
And when did he die? What year did he die?
Sid just died. Stuart was, I think, killed in a fight in the '60s.
And he never played music again. The kid said.
No, he lived with his mom or something. I don't know the whole story, obviously. But they would. I think Wish You Were Here is about him. They just always missed him, I guess.
Aww.
Yeah, but he just couldn't do it.
At least Mike's around.
Does anybody know where to get acid,
calling
by the way?
I got a guy. I got a guy. I got a fucking guy.
I got a list of things to find. Well, yeah, normally we talk about race shit, but did you already talk about all that shit on O&A or O&J?
Just the Opie show. I don't even call it O&J. It's Opie show.
On the Opie show?
Opie radio, yeah. What race stuff do you mean?
Well, I mean, there's a fucking million of them, dude. There's like one a week now. Yeah, yeah. Some cop shooting somebody.
Sure.
But
Shooting somebody black, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Sherrod focuses on the black ones, but I feel all lives matter.
I'm just the opposite. Just I figure no lives matter.
None, thank you.
I don't know. I probably would if I was black, too, because if I see like a bunch of black guys beating up a white person and the news doesn't report it as a racial attack, my first thought is, why aren't they reporting it as a racial attack? So like, I know that if I was black and I saw these black guys getting shot, I would probably say the same thing.
Yeah.
I think half the times they're right to be angry, and there are other times where the cops have a reason and are just suffering from everyone else being fucked up.
Touche. What do you think about that South Carolina shooting when a dude was trying to...
Is that the one where he was running away?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's an inexcusable murder. I mean, you can't... There's no way to spin it where there's anything but a murder. He saw the guy running away, and he fucking was running slowly, and he shot him. Yeah. He's got to go, man. He's got to go to jail for the rest of his life.
Yeah. That's going to be a hard go, boy. Because they don't have like prisons where it's only cops locked up.
He'll be in protective custody.
You're going to be in there with other motherfuckers. Yeah. And that's even lonelier because you're going to be locked up for 23 hours a day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or locked up with the child molesters.
Yeah, but they're not.
I'm just guessing.
A lot of them are nice guys, though, you know.
They really are.
If you're an adult.
Yeah, they don't rape. They just lure you over. That's great.
They do give you the candy. That's how I judge them. They deliver on the candy.
That's a brutal.
There's no one that can be for that guy. You can't. How can you? Other cops are like, he's got to go. That was terrible.
Listen, it starts out. They just
want to
blow
on your belly a little bit.
What about that old volunteer police officer who shot the dude, thought he had the taser in his hand?
Manslaughter. No, I'm not saying he should die in prison.
Right.
But if you're gonna fucking play cop and carry a gun, I believe it was an accident because he yelled taser and then said, I'm sorry. No one shoots a guy and goes, I'm sorry.
Right.
He didn't mean to do it. He's just an old guy who panicked, but tough shit. Don't play cop.
Exactly. Here's the problem, though. The sheriff of that town, where he was hired, is his pal, and he ran the reelection campaign, the old dude, for the sheriff.
Okay.
And the sheriff gave him the job after that, and now they can't find any of his any of his tests that he took to become a cop or any of his paperwork.
Okay. Well, he's definitely in trouble, and someone else is in trouble, too.
It's getting dirty. It's getting real fucking... brackish.
I think all the cops should wear body armor, a body cam. Yeah. Every cop wears body cameras.
Yeah, I don't understand the argument against that at all.
It's cost.
And it won't catch everything.
Yeah, but it'll catch enough.
It'll catch enough. That's
they
what
also
I say.
They can also turn it off. That's a problem. They're able.
Yeah.
It can be switched off for some reason whenever they want to switch it off. So,
well, if you go to the bathroom, sure.
Yeah, but we should see wieners. I mean, there's no excuse.
Yeah, but if the guy's taking a deuce.
Where is this camera where your wiener is out? Like, I mean, if it's showing
it's
this.
It's a wieners cam.
It picks up audio, Kaylin.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, let's
I would like
shame
to, I say, keep
peanut.
It on all the time and have a nice Leslie Nielsen naked gun scene. We.
Like,
oh, well, yeah, and then the cop that hit the guy with his car. Did you see that one?
I'm kind of for the cop.
Yeah,
I watched the video. Why did he hit the guy? What was his?
The guy was shooting.
Had an automatic giant weapon. Was walking around clearly out of his mind, threatening to hurt himself around like a crowded shopping center where like women and men and children were. So he had to take him out somehow.
Oh yeah, that's fine. The guy is carrying a weapon.
Yeah. Yes,
yeah,
fuck
yeah.
him.
I don't think he had the weapon when he hit him. Did he?
Oh yeah,
he did. He was holding it. You know, statistically,
it was a hit. Like he broke a brick wall past the dude.
Did he kill him?
But it was something.
The dude flipped up in the air. I don't think he's alive.
He's okay,
but
he's in the hospital. But statistically, when cops start shooting, they miss something like 60% of the
time.
Oh, it's pathetic.
So he was just trying to avoid that. He's a hero, that cop.
That's the right move. Because why should a cop risk his own life? And people always go, why don't you shoot for
or
the
other
legs?
Because
they're taught to shoot for center mass.
Yeah,
exactly.
Of course. Yeah, reduce the.
You want your fucking kid getting shot because a cop was going for somebody's ankle?
Right.
I have family members run motherfuckers over. In front of me.
On purpose?
On purpose. Oh, yeah. It was no mistakes.
Who your cousin Shug? Did he do that?
No. Family.
He's more famous than that cousin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Shug Knight's self-defense.
That motherfucker ran people. He's a runner over.
Is that his go-to move?
I remember he got robbed at a gas station. My cousin got robbed at a gas station. He's like 18, 19. So I was like 10, 11. Motherfucker come back. Yo. Motherfuckers robbed me. Andre jumping the car with him. Andre's like a little thicker than him. They go back to the gas station. They see the dude. Instead of getting out the car, this motherfucker drives the car, runs the dude over, then backs up and runs him over again.
They
and
kill him or just beat
he
him?
He didn't kill him. Oh. Then my other cousin went back and was like, oh, the ambulance came, took him, but he wasn't dead.
Well, Suge Knight probably had like a heavy armored car.
And I was like, this
killing
is
a machine.
No, Suge Knight ran.
This wasn't Suge
thing.
Knight. This wasn't
no,
Suge
no, no,
Knight
I know,
at all.
I know.
But that Suge Knight, he maybe could argue he had to run them over to get away. Sure. But then he backed over them after right. he got away, which is not
he said
well, no,
he
backed
make the
over
turn,
them
though.
First, and then he went to put the car in drive.
If there was traffic, if he backed out and there was traffic on that street and he ran through the parking lot, he might have an argument because he might say that guy
yeah,
had a gun and there was a red light
yep.
and I was going to get shot right there.
Yep.
So he might have an argument.
I think he does. But he's got such a fucked up background. It's like,
I know.
Lock
said,
him up.
The guy said in court that he didn't want, he was in court because he had to be, he was subpoenaed, but that he had no intention of saying anything incriminating because Suge Knight's so goddamn scary.
And also in that world, though, he wouldn't anyway. Like a lot of guys, even yeah. if Suge Knight went to jail, somebody yeah. else would get him.
When right. Suge Knight went back to prison after that casino fight, you know, remember he got locked up because he was on probation when that fight happened with Tupac and all that got caught in Seville. He went, he was on probation because he made two brothers, producers, suck each other's dicks in the office.
Yeah, where's the, I'm trying
hero.
To, I have tried to find the details of that hot, hot story so many times.
Wait
it's
a minute.
In court, it's in court papers.
Why did he make them, why did he make
because
them?
Because he was humiliating them. They wanted to get paid. They wasn't getting paid for like over a year.
Oh my God.
Went in the office trying to get their money. He had thugs surround him. They beat their ass in the conference room. And then he made them suck each other's dicks. Because in hip-hop, motherfuckers ain't quick to tell that story.
Right.
Did they get them on?
But they told that story.
Also in regular hop. People are dying to tell
that yeah,
story.
Yeah, rock guys aren't happy with that either. I can't
well,
see fucking...
I don't know.
Ozzy could have did that.
Yeah. I don't want to suck it. I don't want to.
I'm going to say 75% of my colleagues in rock and roll, when I get them drunk, all the guys, 75% of the guys confess to, oh, I've had a couple dudes suck my dick.
That
it's
means
great.
100%
I know,
of them.
That's yeah. 100. Yes. I always say that. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, like, what kind of rock and roll are you talking about? Like
awesome.
I'm well, really talented.
Well Coachella groups. Rock and roll?
Yeah, well, it's Coachella. Everybody's out there sucking each other.
If you haven't heard her, saying. She's amazing, though.
Oh, yeah,
she's
unbelievable.
Really, really
oh,
talented.
Yes, yes. We saw
wait,
her at a dance show.
I, what?
She's an amazing
musician. Oh, not sucking dick.
No.
Music.
I
am sure you're great at that, too.
Dick.
It's been a while, but amazing. I'm trying to
I would be
stay.
Remiss if I did not mention she is an expert level next genius dick sucker. But
yes.
like amazing
thank
musician,
you.
Anya. You're
thank
music.
You so much. Well, my dentist told me I had an 8-year-old's jaw, so I don't know about that.
Oh, good girl.
Jim got real.
Yeah.
He got a twinkle in his eye.
Sure.
He actually said that. You have the jaw of a young adolescent.
Yeah, get strong on
it. 8 or 9 year old. Very narrow.
My dentist told me I have a childlike mouth as well.
I thought you said my dad.
My father's very honest with me.
Her dentist is also the super of our building in Esther.
Come here, baby mouth.
His office is right down by the boiler. Well, you have a.
I'm personally responsible for the hot water in the building.
Oh, it's fucking dead.
Well, God bless you.
Oh, you're man. Welcome, Dominicans.
Boy, you say baby mouth, toddler teeth. You say toddler teeth.
What's the noise the guy makes every day in the hall? I keep hearing it every day. He goes, woohoo! You are, there's some fucking.
What's
this,
he doing?
They
he's
live
calling for owls.
Who the fuck knows
he's
what you're doing?
A
I'm not opening the
know.
Door.
First, you gotta explain to Jimmy where you live
in
and what's going on over
Washington
here.
Heights, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How
it's
did just, you know?
Oh, because I know Kurt.
Oh, I thought just
he's
from the
beef.
Noise stories.
No,
just a fucking. Like,
that sounds like Washington Heights.
Just like every morning is a cold shower and loud noises coming from the hallway.
From the hallway?
Yes, because a guy's going up and down the stairs just making a rooster sound. I don't know what he's signaling, but it's important because he does it every
it's
day.
It's time to get up. He's letting you know.
Maybe what it's an actual rooster and I'm mistaken in front of him.
That's how you know you're in New York City.
We got to let Jim what? Go in 2 minutes.
I got
minutes.
A couple of minutes, yeah.
Okay.
I'll go a couple minutes after 6.
But tell us again about the special. Like, when is it coming on?
Just this Friday on epicshd.com. I hate plugging. I mean, I don't mind doing it, but
what's the name of it again?
Contextually Inadequate. And
nice.
It's 10 o'clock on Friday night. So I hope people like
that's
it.
That's a great title.
Thank
that
you.
That is a great
like
title. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Yeah, I kind of like I didn't know what to call it. So
it's
like,
more of a description of Jimmy.
That's why yeah. I did it, yeah. Because yeah. I'm kind of, I feel I'm afraid of being sexually inadequate in what I'm saying, not being important. And I'm like, oh, clever tie-in coming up.
Download the Epics app. Go to epicshd.com. I don't
there
know.
We go.
Wow, you doing... think I might have known that?
Epics, now hold on. Is Epics so like helpful. Part of another? Is it like Stars can... is owns Epics or something?
Viacom owns them. I don't know. I know that they're doing really well because they get a lot of original comedy specials. This year they're doing Lisa, myself, and Brewer. But they've done Louie, which is what convinced me to do them the first time. They did Russell Brand last year. They did Katy Perry's Madonna Live. They've done a lot of shit live.
Did Wanda do one? I think maybe. I'm not sure.
Wanda? I don't know. She may have.
I'm not sure.
I mean, Louis Black does his stuff with them.
Right. They're doing big stuff over there at Epics.
They're like HBO was in the 70s and 80s, where they were just doing a lot of comedy, just starting original programming. They're not there yet, but they're doing some like hockey thing, like you know, like all the reality shows they're doing with football, and they're trying to get some original programming. I know that they're not doing a lot of stuff because I pitched my talk show to them and they said, we're not doing that type of stuff yet. It was an awful meeting.
What's going on with the talk show, man?
Oh, it's, I'll tell you off air.
That was the Vice? The Vice?
Yeah. I can't say where it is, but there's absolute interest somewhere else.
Oh, good.
And I actually have a meeting next Monday about it. And
I'll be there.
Yeah, I'll be there. Well, you're included in the meeting.
Good.
But yeah, I met with the people, the head shirt of the skins. Network, and I was really happy. And your name has been brought up.
Can we go on shirt skins? Shirts and skins.
Oh, for the meeting?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Although there's other ways to tell us apart.
When he says shirt, he means just a shirt.
All right.
And nothing else.
All right, I got that.
No trust.
I do shirts and socks and skins.
You're an idiot. Jimmy, I don't want to hold you in the
No, I'm okay.
Shit.
I'm fine. I'm getting picked up in a half hour, so I'm okay.
All right.
Where do you got to go? What's going on?
I did something in Kevin Pollak's documentary, and he asked me to do the Q&A for the premiere, but I forgot it was tonight. I thought it was Thursday, so I committed to it, and then I literally found out 2 days ago, no, it's Wednesday night.
Is
so
that the thing I saw ads for? What's the name of it?
Misery Loves Comedy.
Oh, right. It's on pay-per-view, right?
Yeah.
Now.
He got everyone to do it. He got Tom Hanks to do it. He got a shitload of Jimmy Fallon. He got a tremendous...
How long did he take to shoot it? Like over years or a year?
No,
or?
He shot it in a few weeks. We did it. He really? Shot for 1 week in New York. I'm in it. Opie and Anthony are in it. And then he shot for 3 weeks in L.A., 4 weeks total. He said it took him 10 months to edit.
Okay.
But no, he knocked it out pretty quick.
That's Have you seen it?
I saw parts of it. I zipped through it to make sure that I'm actually in it more than once. So otherwise, I wouldn't do the Q&A because it'd be too humiliating.
Yeah.
But it's just enough of me to justify showing up there. You know, if I was Louis Black, I would have been thrilled to be there because Louis is in it more than I am.
Right.
And is it more than the average? Because usually I watch these comedy things, the stand-up things, and it's usually somebody go, oh, comedians, we need attention. They all say the same fucking shit.
Yeah, no, it's got a different feel to it because I heard he got a really good confession out of Tom Hanks about being miserable. Jim Jeffries, I hear, was excellent.
And, oh, really?
Oh, yeah?
So I'll watch the whole thing tonight when I'm there. But
I got to see it.
Yeah, I didn't want to watch it before the whole thing, because then I would be like, ugh, tonight.
So what, it's like a red carpet situation?
I think so,
What about gift bags and stuff? They got gift bags?
I doubt it.
Interesting.
It's not even something, I like Kevin, but I'd rather go to see Maggie. I want to see the Schwarzenegger movie.
Oh, what's that? What's
it's a zombie movie, but it's like a weird zombie movie where he plays a father and his daughter is bitten by the zombie, but it's a 6-week incubation, so he tries to save her. Here it's like actually a really good role for him.
Really?
Yeah, it's like a real actor's thing.
Did he come in on a show talking about it today?
Today, yeah. But their premiere is tonight, too, so that's why I wish I was going there. Hobnobbing with Arnold.
Kind of awesome.
Yeah.
Have you been awake since 5 a.m. or whenever you wake up?
5:30, yeah.
You don't take naps?
I'm not a good napper, and I've had a lot of press and phoners today, and I had a podcast this afternoon, so I haven't had press all day.
That's crazy. You've been up now for 12 hours, at least.
Oh, yeah.
He's a psychopath.
Oh, my God. That's incredible.
Yeah. It's the voices.
You don't seem tired at all.
It's the voices in his head that keep him up.
Yeah, I'm very tired. I have sleep apnea, so I don't sleep anyway, so.
Even when you sleep, you're fucking trying to
breathe. That's awful. I went to bed at 12 last night. Yeah, I mean, I got my 5 hours, 5.5 hours, and it was just...
That's your normal?
Yeah.
They say people who meditate a lot and reach a higher level of consciousness don't need a lot of sleep.
Yeah. I feel like that's not what you're doing now.
No, it's not that.
You're not thinking of meditation.
Also, yeah.
Guys and chronic masturbators don't sleep well.
That's me.
You know what? That's true.
Yeah.
It fucks up your biorhythms, I
Does
think.
It?
I think so. I haven't come in 11 days. No, I have once, but with a girl.
Wow, that is
I haven't jerked off a lot.
Jimmy, the three of us will help you. And I mean Kurt, Sherrod, and me.
I appreciate that.
We're all going to jerk you off.
You volunteer.
Yeah. He must be. Just backed up.
Wait, you didn't masturbate in how long?
I came once with a girl. It was kind of fun. But 11 days is the longest in a long time.
That is a long time.
Yeah. I did a little today, but I didn't come. I had a bad day. Overtired. Got the wrong text.
Jimmy.
Yeah. Oh, wrong dirty text. Boy. Dirty boy.
Now, what's going on with you romantically? Who are you dating? Who's this one girl?
Well, there is that special someone.
He's been holding out for a while.
Yeah, you know, and I think this might be the one. No, there's no one.
Saving wiener for anybody? Or
what's that?
Are you saving wiener for anybody? Or
saving it? No, I've been
an open market.
I've been dating a lot, but eat just dinners and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I haven't been pushing to fuck.
Dinner's all right.
Yeah, dinners are actually good. Yeah. It's conversation. It's nice. I haven't been fucking, though.
Can you title your next special Pushing to Fuck?
Pushing to Fuck.
That's got a nice ring to it.
Yeah, great. I like that. Or the pushing .. to fuck. Ooh.
Intriguing.
Just start a podcast, PTF.
Pushing to Fuck. Yeah, no, dinner's been good. It's just been nice.
Got an eye on you, Jimmy.
Yeah, I enjoy a good meal.
You see yourself settling down one day?
I would, yeah, sure.
Babies?
I don't know about that. She'd have to be older. She'd have to be older. I mean, I'm sure they're fun to fuck, but then you can't talk to them about anything. No, I would.
It's my fault. That was my fault.
Yeah, maybe eventually, but I would prefer. I'll have a girlfriend first, but I wouldn't mind a girlfriend. I'm kind of in that vibe now. Like, I would like one.
When was the last time you had like a girlfriend? Girlfriend? Like, when was the last time?
A few years ago. I dated someone like a year ago over the summer, like January.
Long distance?
A year and a half ago. No, she's...
No, I remember her. I remember. You always have like a kind of young, hot-looking girl with you.
Always.
I've never seen you with like a dog one time.
Nope. Yeah, I try not to, you know. I try to be careful with that.
But, you keep your dogs on a down low?
Absolutely. Yeah,
yeah, you sneak them in the back.
I have the dog sneaking through the garage.
That's right.
I have a little fucking door, a little
hole
in my door.
Use that door.
But we dated for like 2 months, and she was like, you know, in her 30s, and she wanted babies immediately, and I'm like, it's just a little much, you know, it's too fast.
Yeah, yeah. So you know, kids fucking up your vibe.
No, I mean, I like doing what I want to do. I can do whatever I want. I like that. Yeah. Okay. And I want a girl where I can just travel. Like, hey, let's go away.
But this is not that one that told you, I'm not fucking a retard. I don't care how big their dicks are.
No, she's what? That's Jennifer.
I need more context. I want all the context.
Jennifer would say things. I talked about her on Please Be Offended. She would say the greatest things ever.
Yeah.
And she actually said, she's the girl I'm doing the Chip Chipperson animation, and she's the one I'm doing the Chip animation with.
Okay.
Because she gets Chip and the characters and Edgar, and a lot of them are... But yeah, she said that to me. She's like, I would never fuck a retard. I don't care how big his dick is. And I'm like, what a great, she meant it.
She sounds cool.
Yeah, but she wasn't trying to be funny. She was just stating it. Like, you know, guys, despite what most of you would do, I wouldn't.
I read that in a fortune cookie.
Yeah,
I wish we had done a Chip Chipperson Fashion Police on the show. On your talk show. We just never got around to it.
Oh, yeah, we could do that
eventually. You had that bit? You had that bit written up?
Chip Chipperson fashion. Yeah, we had a fashion police for Chip Chipperson where they all comment and then he says something awful, you know? Yeah. I don't remember what his line was, but everybody goes, has to just stomach what Chip says and move to the next thing. And then we had, what else? Oh, fucking NFLAC we never did.
Yeah, we'll do that. I wanted to wait because things were a little disorganized there, and I'm like, if it ever goes, we'll do it, and if not, we can do it somewhere else.
Right.
Yeah. NFLAC was it's racial outburst insurance, so if you get fired from your job, they'll pay your bills while you.
I like it.
If you're caught on the internet,
funny as shit.
Yeah, we had a whole. It was gonna be like a bunch of astronauts, and like, do you hear what happened to Jimmy?
Yeah, it was a good sketch. Kurt wrote it. It was really funny.
So what do you say about the show? Are you going to try to move it somewhere else?
Or? Yeah, it's going to move somewhere else.
Okay, good.
I'm almost positive. At least the pilot, so hopefully they'll like it. But they seem very psyched about it. And Vice is just busy. Like, there was no bad blood with those guys.
Right, they got a lot of shit going
They're
on.
Literally just busy. I mean, they're doing news shit. And it's like, as a performer, you don't want to wait until the you know,
right.
I can't chance it. I just don't want to chance it. And it doesn't, you know, I want to know that it's going somewhere. You know, I mean, I don't want to fucking wait. No one wants to wait.
No one wants to wait.
Yeah, you want to go out. Yeah, you want to go out and do your thing. You
strike when the iron's hot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, that's a great way to.
You don't want
to
get funding right as you're losing enthusiasm for the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll lose enthusiasm, but I just want people to lose interest in me. I still got a radio gig to plug it on.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to fuck that up. Didn't mean to be such a downer, guys. Sorry.
No, we just have a podcast.
I like this. It's behind the scenes of Jim Norton.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's not much behind the scenes, though. I mean, it's not that interesting.
It's very interesting.
Well, you guys have all seen the radio show, so you know how it works.
Yeah.
Who's the last famous person you had on there?
Schwarzenegger today.
So, hey, oh, that was
that's
it.
Cool as hell.
Yeah, he was great. He's great.
I would love to hear him talk about his daughter in trouble. Just with that, yeah.
Did he mention y'all brought up Miley Cyrus and his son?
No, I actually didn't think of that. We didn't mention anything.
That's why I got to be in there.
No, I'll tell you why. They asked us not to mention any of the family stuff, and we agreed to it. Because if we didn't agree to it, they wouldn't have given him to us.
Right.
Yeah. And if we agreed to it and then lied, that would have been kind of cowardly and scummy. And I, you know, it's like
right,
he was
right.
a cool guy.
You're right.
There was enough political questions to ask him about being the governor and about Indiana.
About like my family stuff. Like, is he my father?
Yeah, I did my Schwarzenegger impression. He loved it.
Do you remember?
I was like, him be Bach. Oh, they went crazy. They're like, oh my God, you close your eyes.
Good choice.
You remember Total Recall when
yes.
he was picking out his perfect woman at Recall? I'm like, do you like sleazy or demure? He goes, demure. Right. And they had the wigs. And then the ideal woman they made for him.
The Latino chick. Right?
Was his maid. If you watch that again, watch.
Oh, with the curly woman, hair.
Yeah, curly dark hair.
Yep.
Sleazy or demure. I like a demure woman.
Wow.
She clean.
She looked like Carlos Santana.
Yeah.
Oh, I should have said that to him. I did my impression a lot. He was out of his mind.
Well,
I was like, Arnold, don't determinate me.
Good.
Oh,
it's really
it was
good.
Perfect.
Get to the chopper. Did you try that?
Yeah, I said, oh, go to the chopper. I didn't do it well, but he does these impersonations. You think it was the real people.
Is he still in great shape?
Oh, man.
Yeah, he looked really good. He just did Terminator 5, I think. So it's like he's still...
He got a lot of pussy in Hollywood. There's some dudes who ran through Hollywood with their dick. He's
We're having sex with a black girl. Do you remember that? And the pump lifting up... Was it a pumping iron? When the thing came out about how much he used to fuck, and then he had to issue an apology, like, sorry for fucking all those women. Do you remember he had to put out an apology? I'm sorry if I was rude.
He was aggressive, man. When he was back in his pumping days,
yeah.
I saw videos of him on buses with bitches being inappropriate.
He still looked really good. He was amazing. He's Arnold. I mean, he was talking about competing with Stallone for being the biggest star basically in the world.
Right.
He was like, yeah, we were competing. It was first it was 5 million a movie, then it was 10, then it was 25. And that's the world he lived in. It was like, who's the biggest star in the world? Is it him or Sly?
But he's the kind of brighter one out of the two of them, isn't he?
Don't sell him short. Don't sell Sly Stallone
Stallone has done some fucking,
he's a fucking
Rambos, the Rocky franchise.
He has shit that is like iconic for America.
Yeah,
like Rambo. All his movies had three fucking installments.
Although Schwarzenegger, Terminator is one of the, and T2 are the two greatest action movies ever made by anyone.
Oh yeah,
I think the only one that didn't have a two was Cobra, when Stallone did Cobra. That's the only one that
didn't. Oh, Marion Cabretti, what a name!
It was great.
Oh, that was
Cobra
so good.
Is one of the best. One of my favorite shitty ass action movies.
Anyone that shoots people while wearing sunglasses, that's a bad film. It's like the guy at the end of Scarface with his fucking Ray-Bans.
Sounds like every cop right now.
Like no,
well, the best
shooting.
Is, remember the beginning, the beginning of the
of he
Cobra.
Looks black to
you saw Cobra, right?
Oh, who didn't?
All right, so remember he goes to park.
Supermarket. Oh, okay.
And there's like a Latin gang, but they look like dancers. The gang that's outside. And he comes over. He just rams their car with his.
Oh yeah, Cobra.
Car.
Yes.
They've done nothing, by the way. They're just hanging out.
They're tree toughs.
And he goes, "Hey man!" And the guy does like a Latin guy fucking strut at him, and he goes. And he's smoking a cigarette. He goes, "Don't those things are bad for you?" He just snatches a guy's cigarette and throws it down, and then takes the collar of his shirt and rips his shirt all the way down. And they go, "Fuck you, Cobra, man!"
And they all knew who he was, right?
Because he's Cobra. And he goes in his house.
Sounds like all of your ex-girlfriends, yeah. Kurt.
He opens his freezer. He takes out a carton of eggs. Inside is his gun cleaning equipment. And then inside his gun box is a piece of pizza, and he eats the pizza.
Oh, my God. That Cobra does everything upside down.
Yeah. Because they always have to have it set up so that someone can tell them they look like shit. I mean, it has to be said in every fucking...
Yes.
I just want to tell you look like shit. You're like, hey, come on, Chief. I have feelings, too.
Meanwhile, he just got 5 o'clock shadow, but his body is rock solid, but he looked like shit.
They told Time Cop he looked like shit.
They did.
Thank Time you, guys. I have to go, guys. I appreciate you having me.
Jimmy, we love you.
Yeah, I love you. So I'll have to come back and do it again. This is a fun podcast.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Totally.
So the special's Friday.
Friday night, 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock. Like
what is the title again? Contextually what?
Inadequate. So just DVR it if you want. And thank you guys very much. See all you guys.
Yay.
Jim Norton, y'all.
Bye, guys.
Huh? What a show.
When does this go up? Because I'll tweet it.
Tomorrow.
Okay.
Tomorrow morning, yeah.
Bye, Jimmy.
Straight home, God. Jim. Or straight to that event.
Dude, Cobra. I could watch Cobra.
I can watch it on loop. Oh, these girls don't even know what you're talking
about.
I've
never seen it.
Nope, I have no idea.
I try to show you guys. Cobra.
I haven't seen Rocky, any of the Rockies.
They're on the run from the devil worshippers.
I know almost nothing about anything.
And then Cobra, at one point, they're in this burger shop, and he picks up this big like plastic burger. Hey, your lunch is ready. I'm just kidding. That's not a real hamburger.
He was dumb as a fucking bag of dicks, yeah. But I like them.
Yeah, Cobra.
The three Cobretti. Of us don't get it.
Who stars in it?
Stallone.
You know who's and you know his sidekick is? His sidekick is Uncle Poppy from Seinfeld, who wouldn't wash his hands.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So it's Cobra and Uncle Poppy fighting crime.
Was that another one that Stallone wrote? Because didn't he create his own parts?
I'm sure he did. Yeah.
By writing the screenplay.
Yeah, he wrote and produced it.
That's smart.
Because he was just fed up with not getting roles, and then he was like about to quit.
Well,
right?
He did that with Rocky. I don't think he.
Well, he won an Oscar with Saturday Night Fever, right?
Oh, that's right.
You won an Oscar with that shit. And that's what opened all the doors for all this movie.
Was he in Saturday Night Fever?
He wrote it, nigga, and directed it.
Oh, my God. Thank you for calling me that. That makes me feel good.
You should write your own part,
it's weird. I got a warm feeling.
He wrote it. There's one part in a street when what's his name? What's this? Danny fucking.
Yeah.
He's walking up the street. He bumps into Stallone. They look back at each other.
Oh, so it's just a little quick bit
part. It's a cameo, so you'll know this my money, niggas.
I wish.
It's great.
Oh, I can blank it out on the part. It's what? Something so fucking great. Oh, okay. Someone got on a plane with Stallone by mistake. And Bill Burr told me this story, but I don't know if it was him that got on the plane. You know when you have to get on those little planes?
Right.
At the last minute. So he gets on, he's on with fucking Stallone. And Stallone just told him stories the whole. So I think somebody else told Bill this, and Bill said he would pay $30,000 to have taken this plane ride. But it was Stallone just talking shit about John Travolta the whole plane ride. And he said when they were making Staying Alive 2, or was it Staying Alive? Yeah.
Staying Alive.
It was Saturday Night Fever, then Staying Alive is the sequel, right?
I think that's right.
So Travolta, he goes, he was talking about how all these women were all over Travolta, and he goes, and then Stallone goes, and Travolta's a fag, so I fucked everything. Yeah. And he said, like, they would come over.
Oh, my God.
Allegedly. We don't want to get sued on a Race Wars podcast.
And then he came up, he said they would come over to talk about the script, and Stallone's wife at the time made a tray of fudge.
Right.
And he goes, I don't know if you know this, John's got major food issues. So while they were talking, Travolta just ate the whole fucking tray of fudge.
Oh, my God.
Like, all of it. And he goes, first of all, that's darn rude. He goes, secondly, what is that, like 10,000 calories in one shot?
Aww.
Like, he was on diet pills and shit like that, trying to, and then he had hunger.
He probably wished it was a big tray of dick, and he was fucking, had to settle for fudge.
Fudge packing.
But my favorite Travolta thing is that thing that came out of him getting a massage.
Oh, yeah.
While somebody's cooking burgers in the background. That's the best thing in the world.
Wait, recap that story. Yeah.
That was the last thing that came out about Travolta.
Yeah, the masseur was like, John Travolta came on to me during a massage, and then like the way that he told the story is that he continued with it, but then the burger detail.
While that's going on, he had a guy, like a private chef.
That's the way you fucking. That's how you molest.
How you live.
That's how you molest somebody.
Yeah,
it's like rub my nuts. I want cheese on that.
Just imagine your job just making burgers quietly and ignoring
all the screams of a boy.
Ignoring that young man's screams.
Oh my goodness.
As this supposed clear goes fucking ape shit. Oh, yeah.
But Travolta, you know, he's always been. Everybody know. Who don't know that he's.
What level of Scientology is he? Does anyone know?
The gayest level? OT.
If someone's listening and you know what level, is it OT? I don't know what level it is.
All of us.
Scientology is in trouble.
It looked like he wanted to get out in that going clear. Mm-hmm.
And he was going to run his fucking.
But he's
still
never let him. I mean, like, trapped.
You know the problem with them not being allowed to go on Google? It's never mind they can't even find out the truth about Scientology. It's like they can't even find the truth that like nobody gives a shit if you're gay anymore. So so he's just do one check on the internet, he would know no one cares.
I mean, they've got to have something more on him than just being gay, right? I mean, they've probably pushed him into
Got like personal, like specific fucking fuck offs with dudes and ass and what his dick tastes like. They got stuff like that because they go in.
Yeah, but yeah, no, and they've got him confessing and it's all like on camera and shit. But I mean, like I don't know, like to live with that level of shame, I just couldn't.
Yeah.
You know?
What does it do? You just blame yourself. Because it's supposed to cure you. You know, if you get to clear, that's supposed to clear. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to make you memorize shit. Yeah. And you're supposed to not need dicks no more if you're a dude. And not need drugs. After you do a good purif where you sit in a sauna for too long. That is supposed to just sweat it right out of you.
I wish that was so easy.
It's just a matter of vitamins and saunas.
I wish.
And enemas.
I like L. Ron Hubbard.
Yeah?
Why not? The way he fucking scared you white people?
You know who loves L. Ron Hubbard?
Honorable.
Prolific writer.
Louis Farrakhan.
But,
do you remember that Louis Farrakhan got hooked up with Scientology and started promoting it?
I believe it. Yeah. He knows a hustle when he sees it.
Yeah.
Like what I liked about the documentary was that it seemed so reasonable at first. Like just a bunch of smart people sitting around talking about.
That's how awful thing starts. That's how the Nazis started.
Seems reasonable.
You know
reasonable.
What's not reasonable though? They go, okay, well you have two parts of your mind, right? The analytical and the reactive mind. And so that's the good part, your analytical part that can do anything. And then meanwhile, you have this other half of your mind that's like, no, and you have to kill that. Your brain has just two parts, really?
No.
And also,
but
if it did, wouldn't that be necessary? Like, wouldn't you have both of those for a reason?
Yes.
Why would you kill one?
The part that gets me is when they're like, not only was he so innovative, but he also told these amazing spellbinding stories. And then you hear his stories, and he's like, in a galaxy very far from here called Z1824, there were people, but they were not people. They were D768. There's just nothing to it.
I mean, I'm sure there's some internal logic.
And
that
they go,
he...
we were on this ship scrubbing shit with our tongues, and we were spellbound by these tales. You don't remember shit.
I don't know. I mean, all that made sense to me. Like when they were like, come and do menial labor. Like if you're freaking out about your like big contract, or you're having like rich people problems, come and fucking scrub a bathroom with a toothbrush for 2.5 weeks and clear. I believe that you feel better about the whole world after getting off that fucking boat. Like if you just do menial fucking shit.
But
well, that's not what
feels,
makes feel
everybody
no.
feels very secure knowing that somebody else knows
is
more than
them. Is telling
them
what to do.
And the secret is nobody really knows more than you. Even the people who are running
shit.
Which
is terrifying.
But if you seem like you do, people will buy into that because they really, really want to.
People are dying for a leader to tell them what to do.
You guys sound like the movie Amistad.
I don't know.
I don't know what that is. I don't know.
Don't worry.
It's about slaves, right?
If you see,
ain't everything.
If you see the video of him, he looks like a fucking big fat ginger with a sea captain.
He looked miscolored for one thing. He's like, he was like, black and white, but they went back and colored
it. Oh, he looked creepy as shit.
Yeah.
And his whole bottom row of teeth,
this
it just looks like shit.
Terrible.
His teeth look so
teeth.
Fucking bad. Like, how
mentally
do you trust
Ill.
A fucking messiah with teeth like that?
I can't.
I mean, that's my question to everybody who's religious. Like, if you could just smell the guy, okay, who founded your religion. If he was here, if he's like, I'm back, and you just smelled him, you're going to tell me you'd go with him? You go, oh, he has all the answers.
But not running water.
There's no fucking way.
We gotta wrap it up.
Wow, that time went by fast.
This is a good show.
Yeah. All right. So check out Jim Norton's thing. Thank you. Anya.
Yeah. Thanks for coming back.
Thank
really.
You.
We love you on the show. You're good peoples.
Thanks so much. Tune in to my podcast too. It's called We Know Nothing, and you can check out my music at AnyaMarina.com or on iTunes.
Anya,
thanks
what
for bringing up the vagina
who do you do your
thing
podcast
and
with?
Then not taking it anywhere. I used to do it with Nikki Glaser. What's that, Karen? Oh no, I said thanks for bringing up the vagina thing, but then it didn't go anywhere. I know. I really feel like we dropped her whole uterus.
We thought it would be sexier. The story. The story wasn't as sexy.
It was a medical story. I used to do it with Nikki Glaser. Now it's Phil Hanley and Sam Morril, and sometimes Lisa Traeger.
Oh yeah, yeah. Traeger did the what's her name with me? Lie Detectors episode. Yeah, that's on.
She's
PSA.
So funny.
She's great.
God, she kills me.
Yeah, she's
how
great.
Much? I mean, every day when you see Phil Hanley in those sweaters.
Oh, did she do O and J with me? Jesus. She did something with me.
He's gonna wear a V-neck sweater well through the summer. I'll tell you that.
Oh, Phil?
Yeah.
Now it's button downs. It's all button downs.
He looks like Mr. Rogers did meth for a minute. Like a super skinny version.
He's an attractive guy.
You guys,
he's a model.
You know what he looks like? He looks like the guy from District 9 who's in a bunch of shit now. That South African actor?
Oh, yes.
He's on the show.
Well, he's kind of like dark. And Phil seems a little like his hair's dark and shit.
He's the Canadian John Hamm a little bit. He's a little Don Draper-ish.
He got some Draper in him.
Yeah. So tune into that.
Only above the belt, though.
Oh.
What's your guys' podcast about?
We don't fucking know. It's called We Know Nothing.
What happens to Blondin' It Up?
Yeah, I love Sherrod came up with Blondin' It Up yesterday because I was sitting with a couple of blondes. That was a good one. That's for my next podcast with Karen.
Yes.
Finally.
Blondin' It Up.
She popped the question I've been waiting for a long time. We talk about relationships, sex, things like that. Vagina, sex, vagina.
Oh.
We had Nicholas Megalis from Vine in. He's going to be on Friday. So some celebrities and comedians here and there.
Nice.
We'd love to have you in sometime.
Cool, man.
Yeah.
Excellent. What's the name of the show again?
We Know Nothing.
Excellent.
It's on this podcast network, right?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent. So that's Race Wars, another show. We the shit. Peace.